Five, four, three, two, one.
Eventually he's gonna get the actual machine that makes the noise. We promise. We swear. But
Man, you already know what it is, man. It's your player partner, Olansky, one eye in person, three eyes on Instagram.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's your boy JR. That's 2 underscores in the middle of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
So he's being real lazy with his name. It's Eddie Kane, man. What's up? Glad to be back. Father's Day weekend. Woo.
Yeah. Speaking of Father's Day weekend, you know. Yeah. Oh, it is the High Class Dirtbags podcast.
High Class Dirtbags.
Our names, like, niggas just know who we is. Dirtbag.
I hate rappers to do that shit. You know who this is. No, the fuck we don't.
No, I don't. Just say your name on every
show. Boy.
Okay.
It's me.
Until we get to 100,000, it's the High Class Dirt. It's the High Class Dirtbags. How y'all doing?
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. Shit, we back up in this motherfucker. So, once again, man, it's your player partner, man. And I just want to go ahead and give a little shout out to my baby boys, Jackson and Tayden. You know what I'm saying? Tayden's the oldest, Jackson's the little dude. He upstairs right now. They chilling, watching something I don't even know. But we going to get this podcast off, and I'm going to still do my fatherly duties. So shout out to my, you know, my kids. I love y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my little shorties. You know, Gia, Noe, Daddy love you. They ain't listening to this shit, but, you know.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. Oh, yeah. Let these motherfuckers know we love these kids still.
Yeah.
No matter what. Shout out to my however many out there. Appreciate y'all for being y'all. Appreciate y'all for not giving your mom. Man, I've been around the world, dog. I don't know.
You weren't strapping up. Just...
Man, I'm from the South, man. We don't use no goddamn condoms down here.
Rambo.
What?
Shit,
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. We
Shit, well, you can't turn speak for everybody over. In the South, bro. Just because I'm a habitual.
I've been around the world. I took my Atlanta vibes around the world.
Naked meat around the world.
What? I have skeeted
upon.
I have skeeted on 3 continents. I have skeeted in over 14 countries. I don't know whether by me or somebody else. It's been some skeet somewhere.
Oh, that's phone. Oh, that was my bad. I broke the cardinal rule. I didn't put my shit on silent.
And no strap.
Oh, yo, who is this interrupting the podcast?
I couldn't do it, man.
Hey,
but you could.
Oh, man. It's all good. I like to know how the pussy really is.
It take 30 seconds.
Yeah.
To protect your neck.
If I was gonna fuck some plastic, I might as well just put a rubber glove on and use some lube.
Like that, bro. Have you ever worn a condom in your life?
I've worn less than 10 times.
So like I was saying, I before, you know, I really interrupted the show.
Oh, yeah. And, practice safe sex, young men.
What's going on? This nigga,
No, it's Father's Day weekend. That's what's going on, man. It is Father's Day weekend.
It is.
That's why. I ain't going to wear no condom no more, I don't think. I got one I'm fucking right now. She cool.
You locked down, bro, yeah, so that's good, man. You shouldn't be having to wrap it up if you locked down. That's the perks.
Well, we can't cry over spilled nut now.
Trust me.
4 continents.
Maybe. I'm not going to. That's not even
the perks
exaggeration.
Of buying the membership. You know what I'm saying? Just a lifetime membership.
Yeah.
Getting married is like buying a lifetime
membership. Oh, yeah, no.
You get the perks. You know, you don't got to pull out. You don't got to, you know what I'm saying?
Getting married is like mortgaging the house, not renting it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it come with like half off rent, you know what
I'm saying? Yeah. No. When you mortgage something, like when you buy a house, everything that happens in the house is your goddamn fault. You know, your sink is leaking, that's your damn fault. Everything else going on.
Personally.
Yeah, like that's your shit.
Yeah, of course, but
so when you're renting it, you know what I'm saying?
It still come half off.
You just saying like when you buying it.
Yeah.
What are you saying? What's the analogy you made?
I'm making it okay, so marrying a woman is like buying a house.
Okay.
You're mortgaging it. You got to pay upkeep every single month. You got
to
make
sure.
Yes, you have to make sure.
How do you do that to your woman every month?
Pay upkeep? You better pay that pussy bill or somebody else will.
See, I don't know about it.
What? It's a pussy bill. It's a bill.
It's a pussy bill.
A pussy bill is... It, man, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a bill.
If you marry... you're paying bills.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You forever gonna pay bills.
That's a marriage bill.
Yes, that's the pussy bill.
I think pussy. No, I think
monthly pussy.
I think that's pussy bill if it's like y'all dating.
That's what you signed up for.
If it's marriage, there ain't no pussy bill no more. Exactly. I mean, it's y'all bill.
It's exactly. You know, you get a light bill. Yeah, ain't no pussy. You get gas bill.
If you go buy you some drawers, you gotta buy her some.
Right, everything. Everything's a bill. It's like, it shit comes up. And what do you say every time you get a bill? I could have sworn I just paid this shit last month.
Of course.
So, you know she gonna need her nails done. You know she gonna need her feet done. You know she gonna need her head done.
I just paid for all that shit today.
All right, man.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, my nigga.
The goddamn
you
bill
are,
came
You
up.
Are, but you know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna talk about that today. What we gonna talk about? We gonna talk about shit celebrating fathers. And just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga, that's
and
we, perfect, we it, this the perfect is, segue with the pussy bill. Like,
nah.
We fathers and we pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real pussy bill is kids.
Right? Yes. That, the
I would never say that
bill.
About
no,
my kids.
I'm just saying, technically.
Yes, technically yes, speaking, yes.
That's the real
you know what I'm saying?
Like, you know,
politically.
It's like a credit.
Correctness. Politically correct.
You are.
Speaking, nah, I'm not gonna say that, but I agree.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's the ultimate so, pussy yeah, bill, man.
The
and if you, and the moment you just start disagreeing with her,
it's like the ultimate proof that you paid.
Yes,
like,
and the moment,
yes, I did. Look,
yeah, like,
the moment
purchase.
That you stop agreeing
nigga, that's the
with
receipts.
Her ass,
when they talk, when they talk about you got the receipts if you fucking nut, nigga, I got kids, nigga.
Man, what?
Those are the receipts, right?
Ultimate
there.
Receipt, man. Yeah. The moment you stop agreeing with ass,
like,
you
kids
start
is like
another bill.
CVS receipts. Yeah, them shits is never ending.
Tags and titles.
Them CVS receipts, dog. Them shit take like 30 minutes to print out, dog. You
exactly.
Like,
them shits be too damn long for no reason and shit, man. But congrats to all the fathers out there. I just want y'all
hell
to know
yeah, man,
that.
I'm not going to congratulate no nigga that didn't pull out, dog.
That's evil, man.
Congrats.
Yeah,
all you can just say is happy Father's
Day. Yeah, happy Father's Day, man. Happy habitual non-puller out of day. You know what I'm saying?
Happy you nutted in and didn't force the bitch to go get that 750 job done.
Yeah, dog. Hey, that's all. Hey, man. Straight up, man. You know me, man. Shit, I don't even pull out of driveways, dog. Shit, dog. I don't even pull out of driveway, bro.
No,
like, straight up, dog. That's why I park straight on the side of the house, bro, because I can't even pull out the driveway.
So many kids
are
goddamn useless.
You can say
by 7 years
nah,
old
man.
Whether that fucking kid gonna
nah,
be
you can't
fucking
say that, man.
Useless.
Cause some people are late bloomers.
Man, by 7 years old, you see. Okay, 13. Mm-mm. By 13, you see, or you gonna be a raggedy motherfucker, or you will be a
nah,
reductive
man.
Person.
You
in
ain't
this
even
world.
Who you are, bro.
It's, like, it's what you make them, pretty much.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Not it, man. Every single time, that's not
100%. Yeah, that's 100%.
That's not 100%. Kids are what you make them.
Kids is like a canvas. Like when you have a baby. Whatever you expose that baby to, that's what they gonna reflect.
There's
you
know, a lot of white canvases
be,
that never got painted.
Be, you give them the great life, you teach them great morals, you teach them great things, and then they just
and
don't
they
have
still
it.
Go be fuck up.
Because they got free will. At the end of the day, you got free will as a grown person. Like once you grown, but you know right from wrong.
Yeah.
Stupid.
But a lot of these canvases just never got painted. A lot of these canvases stayed blank. You some blank motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Not always on the father.
I mean,
I
can't say
that
because, I mean, I was in the streets a long time, you know what I'm saying, until I was at least 16, 17, bro. I was in the streets, and it wasn't until I was like 17, 18 where I actually, you know what I'm saying, became the person I am today, the person that y'all know. So, you know what I'm saying? I'd be lying if I see sitting here being like, oh, yeah, it's a certain age. Like, nah, some people just got to go through certain things, dog, to become who they're supposed to be. Hey, you hear my little dudes in the background right there, man. And shout out to them, boy, man. Shit, we're going to keep it nitty and gritty out here. But you know what I'm saying? Like, so I can't go into a situation knowing because I used to be that kid. You know what I'm saying? I used to be that kid. They'd be like, oh, man, he ain't going to be shit. Now look at me now.
But how
I mean, I still in some ways ain't shit, but hey, I'm here.
How instrumental was your dad to your either rise or demise?
Shit, dog. I tell you what, like me personally, like shit, I'm a Virgo, so I always see both sides of the coin. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, like, I mean, I love my dad. I never really talked down on my dad, but my dad was an asshole. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love him. You know what I'm saying? He was a great dad, great father, but he was an asshole. Like I never make no, you know, my pops is gone. Love him, miss him. But, you know, so, I mean, there were some things that he did that both molded me who I am, and you know what I'm saying, and actually at times hindered me from being who I wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? Because
big piece of chicken, dad, like, your mom cooked. He gotta get the big.
But that nigga worked all week.
Yeah, but
worked his ass off all week.
Yeah, but my dad was on the. My dad had me when he was like 48, so my dad was in a different place in life.
Your dad wasn't even.
Yeah, so my dad was like, damn, I gotta start over and shit type shit. You know, retired and shit. So my dad looked at me one day, man, like. I was like, yo, I want to be, he was like, what you want to be when you grow up? I was like, you know, looked at him straight face. I was like, Pops, I want to be a wrestler because I got dreams.
And this was a young kid.
Yeah, this is, yeah. You know what this nigga said?
Yeah, WWF and shit.
Yeah. Man, that was the dream in the 90s.
Yeah, it was. I wanted to be the Rock like a or the Dudley Brothers or some shit.
So, you know, I worked out all that shit. Pops looked at me and said, motherfucker, you don't think I got dreams too? But I'm here with your ass.
I fuck with your daddy. Me and your dad are great friends, and we just don't even know it yet. I might be the reincarnation of your father. I'm not going to lie to you. That's some shit I would think and say, and then come back later on and be like, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
If you don't make certain turns in your life, then yeah, you can live your dreams. But 9 times out of 10, you're going to fuck up like I did and be sitting here looking at a bunch of independents.
Know, like, man, my dad had so many mannerisms. I remember one time, man, because my dad, you know what I'm saying, Christmas time, another case in point. I'm sitting up with my stepmom. We're baking cookies for Christmas. Now, mind you, on my mom's side, we didn't celebrate Christmas. Celebrate Kwanzaa, because my mom's, like, African. Gullah Geechee, you know what I'm saying? So, we didn't celebrate Christmas on my mom's side. My dad's side, they celebrate Christmas, you know, all that good shit. So, I went, that year, I was staying with my dad. Nigga was like, yo, bake some cookies with your stepmom. I'm going to sleep. I'm tired. My dad was a truck driver, so he always go to sleep at, like, 5, 6 p.m. You know what I'm saying? Because nigga had to drive.
Yeah.
Even when he was off. So, I was like, all right, bet. Nigga just chilling. I'm baking cookies and shit. We bake a pan of cookies. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like 8, 9. I'm like, yeah, we bake a pan of cookies. Santa Claus gonna like this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we don't celebrate Christmas at my mama house, but we at my daddy house this year. Like, this shit about to be awesome. Nigga, Santa Claus, nigga. Like, Santa Claus, nigga. Like, yes. Nigga, Santa Claus don't come for Kwanzaa. So, yes, nigga. Yes, I was
excited.
I'm making sure the cookies are nice. And golden brown, not hard, but they still they can even be set out and they still chewy, dog. You know, the good ones, bro.
Nestle Toll House.
Yeah, dog. Them things was hitting.
Double chocolate chunk. Dude.
Yeah, dog.
Sea salt caramel. Oh shit, I must be high.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? So me, I'm like shit. I'm excited. I'm like shit. I ain't never baked cookies for Santa Claus before, so I'm like, all right, bet. Buddy, that's what I call my stepmom. Buddy. Can we cook another pan of cookies, please? Now, mind you, now my dad talked about an hour ago he went to sleep. Out of nowhere, you just hear this nigga voice yell across the house. Hell motherfucking nah, we ain't cooking another pan of motherfucking cookies. I'm tired of staying up all night and eating them goddamn cookies. He's like, I'm not wasting another motherfucking cookie. He's like, I'm motherfucking Santa Claus. He's like, I'm the motherfucker that be staying up all night eating these goddamn cookies. So no, you ain't getting no motherfucking another pan.
Your father was just like, angry at everything. Yeah. That's one of them old angry at everything ass niggas.
Yeah.
How you angry at good shit? Like, I would love to stay up all night eating my kids' cookies. Like, that sounds dope as fuck.
Like, last one, right? The nigga was like, yo. we used to go to Blockbuster, you know what I'm saying? Hollywood Video, whatever the fuck it was that weekend. You know, every Friday, you know what I'm saying? Not every Friday, but every other Friday, you know, we go to Blockbuster, everybody pick out a movie. But obviously, when you pick out your movie, your parent got to approve, be like, ah, you can't watch that, or you can't watch that. So I get it. And I get a little PG-13 comedy, you know what I'm saying?
You remember the movie?
Yeah, man.
What movie was it?
What the fuck was it, bro? It was like fucking, it was something like Dusted Checks In or some shit like that. Some stupid shit, bro.
A cult classic.
Some stupid shit, dog. And a nigga was like, yo, I was like, yeah, daddy, this is the movie I'm gonna get. It's a comedy. He said, nah, we ain't getting no comedies. Because ain't shit in my life motherfucking funny.
Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, man.
I know who your daddy was. that was your dad? He did irreparable damage to your childhood.
Yeah, dog. Like, so I love my dad.
That nigga said, ain't shit in my life. Calm quiet now.
Like,
Yeah, I like that nigga, right? That nigga ain't told a lie in 77 years.
Yeah, that's been a while.
Yeah, remember when they robbed the trap game? Hell yeah.
Like, strip. Nigga, I'm living in Washington. I ain't taking my clothes from off of nobody.
Like, straight up.
Money, nigga, you gonna have to shoot me.
Yeah, you gonna have to.
He popped that nigga. That was your father? Yeah, Jesus, bro. I hate it for you, man.
That's why I'm blunt, but I'm like, I'm like.
Was he in the military?
Oh yeah, my dad retired Army and Air Force.
Oh no, hell yeah. That nigga said no, ain't shit my life comical.
That's like ain't shit funny, my nigga.
Yeah, there's nothing. See, but that's some cold blooded shit when you have a nigga in your house that don't find nothing funny.
At the end of the day, like they say, at the end of the day, like that type of shit molds you. So like, what can somebody at work say to you to break, but that
was my dad's whole point. He was like, the world ain't gonna treat you good. He was like, so if you can put up with it for me, then you ain't good. You could deal with it from the world. And as a kid, like I ain't gonna lie, boy, I hated that shit, boy. Like, yeah, I hated that shit. You know what I'm saying? But now as a grown man, like now being on sets and you know what I'm saying, having to deal with different personalities all the time, 300-400 different personalities every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, like I get it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's why I say like. Shout out to my pops, but there was a lot of shit that was just like, could have went about it a different way, but I mean, he got the outcome he wanted, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, shout out to All Dead, because that man just said something that we kind of got a spotlight. You don't, man, a black man in America, and I hate to be stuck on that, but think about this shit. Your father was a black man in America long before you was a black man in America, if I'm talking to a male, and a female, you know, black female in America. You don't know the disrespect this man probably went through on a daily basis in order to bring home some type of money and income.
My pops was born in 1942, nigga.
Oh, that nigga has been swinging every day.
That nigga was born right before the fucking, the World War II was popping off.
Yeah, he was born 44. In World War II, and he was born 20 years before the end of civil rights. This nigga fought something every day. Cancer, another nigga. Yeah. A cracker, he fought a motherfucker every day. Of course, ain't shit. His like funny. That nigga ain't cracked a smile in 45 years. Yeah, I hate it for him though.
Yeah, though.
But you gotta understand that's what we go through on a daily basis, man. To even bring home anything is like.
As a kid, I couldn't understand that shit, dog. Because you know my father been gone for about at least 2 years, two, three years now, man. Shout out to my dad. And as a kid, I didn't understand it, you know what I'm saying? Like, why my dad would stay up late, you know what I'm saying? Go to sleep early and then wake up in the middle of the night and just be up, you know what I'm saying? Thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a kid, I didn't understand
this nigga's trying to figure out how he's going to figure out how he's going to figure out.
But that's what I'm saying. As a kid, you don't understand that, though. You know what I'm saying? As a kid, you don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? But, like, as a man, nigga, like, shit, I find myself sitting up in the middle of the night, dog.
And then now I'm sitting there. I'm going to figure it out.
Hey, word, cuz.
I'm going to get word. To it. Hey, I know every day here. Do you have that list? That list of shit you got to do? Eventually.
Add on to the whole thing, like, you know, a lot of motherfuckers take fathers for granted. Rather, whatever position they're in. And let me say this before I say all that. We usually ain't too serious on the dirt bags, but you know what I'm saying? It's Father's Day, so
that's
one topic we gonna keep it 100.
Yeah, you know please.
A lot of people don't give fathers credit. You know what I mean? Whether he's around, you know what I'm saying, still with the mother or not, or, you know what I'm saying? It's different circumstances for every situation.
If that nigga's trying.
And just like you said, like you see your pop stand up late at night, just up thinking. So you know what he's thinking about. Like, now that you're a grown man, you know what he's thinking about.
Am I going to stay with this bitch?
That put shit in perspective. Like, it's a lot of shit going on in a man's life.
My back hurt, but can I afford to take tomorrow off? Because I still got to go in.
You know what I'm saying? All of that. You can barely pay your bills, and you still got to.
Okay, the water bill, 80. I got 63.
You got to still take care of your kids. It's a lot of shit, man. And niggas got to step outside the door every day. Gotta try to make a buck.
Gotta try and get to work without getting popped to make a buck.
Yeah, I mean, whatever the situation is, you gotta make it through the day. You gotta make it back home. You gotta make a check.
Got to.
You know what I'm saying? So, With that being said, you know, as far as they salute the
fathers. Yeah, salute to the fathers, man. We everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Even the niggas who ain't biologically your father, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, because there's a lot of motherfucking niggas in the city, man, that help raising kids that ain't days, man. And I ain't talking about just, you know, he messing with your mama type shit. I'm talking about, you know.
Niggas who look out for you. Man, don't do that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Because trust me, dog. Like, trust
that
me.
OG that's still there, because I'm going to tell you, a lot of our OGs is behind bars. The niggas who know what they need to know is behind bars. So the few OGs that we got in the hood telling your dumb ass that, hey, you ain't going to make it through the summer if you keep acting like that. You know what I'm saying? I think hopefully we all have somebody that told our ass, man, I don't know what you're doing, but it needs to stop. Because I see where you're going. Jail, hell, or the hospital.
You need a man to teach you how to be a man.
You do. And I know some ladies out there who are just steaming right now, but listen to me when I say this very carefully. You're doing the best you can. We understand. But you're trying to screw in a nail.
Yeah, man. Hey, no disrespect, man. I'm just tired of all this shit on Father's Day where the chicks be like, oh, man, I ain't got my baby daddy, so I am his father, so I celebrate me on Father's Day. Like, oh, man, come on. All right, we get it.
But, I mean, if fair to say, if the nigga not there.
Nah, I get
really
it.
Really not there.
Yeah, I get it, man, but we ain't, Father's Day ain't for them niggas, dog. Father's Day is for the niggas that's actually there, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Father's Day ain't for all that. You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot of negativity, man.
Like for any nigga who got a good relationship with their kids.
And maybe, just maybe, if we started celebrating Father's Day a little differently, we might get more fathers.
It's not for the niggas that do the most. It's not for the niggas that live with their kids. It's for the niggas that got a relationship with their kids.
Yeah.
And they recognize you as their dad, their father. They love you. That mutual love is there with your kids. And anybody can be a father. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can have a baby. These niggas get happy Father's Day? No.
Hell no.
Okay? It's niggas with multiple kids. They not going. Kids don't even know it's Father's Day.
Have no reason for it to be Father's Day.
Be a dad. You know what I'm saying? If you end up being a father, then be a daddy, man.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, regardless of what. That's why I say shit, man. You hear my little dudes in the background.
Your kid's life, man. Whether it's tough love or some kind of love. You feel me? Like, just care. Know that. That's something that you made.
Yeah.
You're responsible for that until they grow.
Yeah, help molding.
You know what I'm saying? You got to figure out how to love the kid.
Man, like, yeah, man, your kids are an extension of you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're going to wish you did. Because you don't know where your path might take you.
Death.
Your kids to survive.
You're going to start shutting down, like, physically.
That's the extreme, but I'm talking about through the cycle of life. Like, once you get older, you in your 60s, 70s, you gonna need your kids.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're not in a great position in life,
and everybody's headed to the same place. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, everybody's gonna die, right? So check this out. You had a kid. How about you treat the kid nice so that when you are about to leave, they can be like, "Oh, I'm actually going to miss this motherfucker. Let me treat them as if I would want to be treated."
But you don't want that when you on your way out. You want that before this.
Yeah, clearly, but definitely. That's why you always treat them nicely. You not nicely. I mean, yeah, I'm nice to my kids sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But I mean,
what's your relationship with like your
kid? Oh, my kid, look at me.
Okay.
I'm daddy. Listen, let me tell you, I am daddy. When they know if it's just me and them, bro, I don't care what y'all do. You know, when your mom is gone, like today, before we even shot, I was at the crib, and I told mama to take the morning and just go and do your thing. Get your nails done, whoop-de-whoop, yada, yada, right? And the kids knew, like, oh, shit, daddy's in charge? I'm going to eat good. He about to turn on some music. He about to go outside and take some medication. And he going to be singing and dancing with us in 20 minutes. 20 minutes, this man was going to be a character in our life. You know what I'm saying? But they also know, all right, fun's over. Y'all know what time it is. Clean up. Whoop-de-whoop, yada, yada.
Get serious.
You know what I'm saying? We can get serious. We can handle this like, or we can get into some gangster shit. And sometimes I got to get into gangster shit, but not too much. I got girls, though. My problems aren't around for another, 10 years. Seven, 17, way before then. No, shit, my clock's running out. I got 6 years.
Yeah.
I got 6 years till I gotta do the boyfriend thing, the period thing.
Yeah, I got two boys, man. So
oh, see? Right there, like, your problems are early.
I got at least 10, 11 years before I gotta have that talk.
See? I don't have much time. I got 6 years, yo. That's fucked up. I'm not ready for that. God, if you're listening, that's not what I'm trying to do right now. So if you can go ahead and slow down time, that'd be great.
Shit, boy, that shit crazy though, man.
Seeing your kid's life, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Especially if you got sons, you gotta teach. Like I said before, you gotta teach them how to be a man. Teach these niggas how to handle their emotions. Cause these days, niggas is emotional.
Yeah, man, be overreacting, man. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why. I'm glad my dad was like hard as fuck on me growing up. Especially now, the current climate. Now, motherfuckers can't take shit. Motherfuckers can't take a joke.
Nope.
Motherfuckers damn sure ain't taking no losses.
You think women more emotional or men these days?
These days, men. These niggas are, that's not even a hard question.
We got to break it down to the fucking least common denominator.
Let's do it.
You know, every little bit of it. And it's all signs point to niggas being a little more emotional these days.
I think because women.
And you know what? It's like niggas is almost neck and neck with women in. Like fashion accessories and shit.
Ain't but nothing, I think
ain't
I think
nothing wrong with niggas being emotional. But when you say being emotional all the time, bro, like
no, let your emotions get the best of.
Yeah.
But like as far as like you don't know how to handle.
Them, yeah, man. when you get upset,
are actually more emotional. Yeah, than men, but they know how to handle their emotions. And certain emotions are expected because they're women. But it's men with these female emotions. Not only do they have male emotions, but like. Female emotions, like you want to argue, argumentative, you want to gossip.
I mean, they're trying to feminize the man anyway.
With other dudes, you competing with your girl.
Yeah. All in all, you really are. You're competing with your spouse.
Especially, like, okay, you take it to social media, and like y'all competing against each other for likes and shit when you post
everything. You're competing against your woman for everything, man.
That's not a manly trait.
But it's 2019, and it's not just us that's controlling anything anymore. A lot of these laws are made from either bitches or bitch-ass niggas or niggas who are so weird that they listen to a woman to make this shit any damn way. If you think about it, if you put 20 men in a room and you put, you know what I'm saying? And you put 20 men in a room, you put an obstacle in their way, those 20 men are going to come together to try and figure it out. You put 20 women in a room and you give them an obstacle in their way, they're going to turn on each other while nobody has the best idea.
Hell nah, nigga.
I mean,
seven of them that's left alive.
Nah,
women are, think about, okay, all right, you don't believe
nah,
me?
Nah, dog. I think lionesses and every
female gender of every...
I think,
every,
no, but if you look at the lioness and female, the females in most packs, you know what I'm saying? Like, them motherfuckers, in most, it's like, especially mammals, it's, you know, multiple women, only one man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like...
black men for the longest time.
Because once the young men do get old enough to compete for that dominant spot, they have to leave the pack too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because niggas are automatically built like that, bro. Like, I mean,
but
so
I'm saying as far as the women can't figure it out, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah, dog.
They might figure it out faster than the men do.
Yeah, dog.
The seven of them that's left from killing each other.
We're going to be battling, especially if it's more than one.
To show their dominance, nigga.
Who's the leader?
Yeah.
Like, who got the best idea?
Like, I think
I
should be
the leader.
I don't
know if y'all been around these women lately.
And then automatically, well, both groups going to click up automatically. It's going to be, but women click up quicker
yeah.
than men do. So
yeah.
we might end up being a click all in ourselves as men. As far as the women, they might pair off in twos and threes. You know what I'm saying? Boom, 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 boom. Now you got different clicks.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's a great question.
But
you got to look at the women that we around these days.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm going to tell you like this, man. If you look at a lot of the laws that are around now, they weren't from women, dog. That's for damn sure.
They were either for... Okay. Watch this. What if I was to say to y'all that the world that we live in, America, right, is being ran somewhat like Game of Thrones? Okay, I got you. Hold on. Slow down. So, at the beginning of Game of Thrones, season 1 through 3, who was in charge? Old, crusty-ass white men. Oldest of the old, crusty of the crusty, asses of the ass white men, right? Yeah. But around about season 4, 5, and 6, you seen a change happening. it was more and more women taking control, cutting niggas' heads off, fucking them up, fucking dragons and shit. You know, all types of whimsical shit going on. You don't think so? Look how many, in the past 2 years, we've sent over 80 some odd female senators to Congress. You know what I'm saying? We are very, really goddamn close to having a female vice president or president.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
So it's, you got to think, a lot of the things that's going on are being driven by women's minds.
Yeah, but I mean,
not
but
necessarily because shit ain't really shifting.
Not only that, but I mean, shit.
You see the fucking abortion laws popping up everywhere.
In red states.
But I'm just saying, but if your point was valid,
it
wouldn't be the case.
It's still coming. It's not a total thing yet. We still ain't had a female president.
I believe that it's shifting. Like, yeah, there are
more women. It's shifting like a motherfucker.
There are more women in Washington nowadays. And that's a great thing. If we had a woman vice president, okay. I mean, as long as she better than what we got, look what we got right now.
And the ones we got right now, the jury's still out on the ones
we got right now.
Exactly. So I'll trust a group of women more than I trust the group of niggas that's running the country right now.
So if you get pulled over by a cop, what color and gender do you not want to see the most?
I don't want to see a blue uniform.
Okay, but what color and gender do you think is more dangerous getting out of that car?
It don't matter. Both of them, as far as in my experience.
So black male, that scares you just as much as a white male.
Exactly.
Me too.
Because they got the same gang. They from the same gang.
Yeah, from the same gang.
Yeah, so white Crip, black Crip.
Both of y'all Crips, yeah. Okay, damn.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I ain't think about my answer prior to yours.
And that's the thing. You can't look at, that's niggas' problems, man. You can't look at police like that, my nigga.
Because they sign the oath. They go through training with these niggas. They go.
You don't think a black male cop
like,
has a little
you
more?
You in the military. You from the military. You should know.
No, but
in
my
trenches with these niggas. You
in my
trenches
experience
with people
the military.
You got it. That's your battle, buddy.
Some of us have actual consciences, and we don't believe in that goofy shit. We're just in it.
No, I know. What I'm saying is, it don't matter if you in the trenches with a fucking redneck skinhead. You in the trenches, and that's your brother at that moment.
Yeah, at that point. And I, you know what, you right, because I got a whole lot of redneck skinheads that I still know to this day and talk to on Facebook.
See what I'm saying? So that's how it is with them. The same shit, man. They in the same gang, bro. You against them. No matter what color, they ain't coming to the car like, oh, it's a black dude. I'm going to take it easy on. Hell no, nah, nigga. They suspicious just like the white dude suspicious.
Yeah.
Because they been taught that we
ain't
spiders.
Don't let me get talking about police, man, because I'm going to say something I don't want to say.
Man, I
have never had a pleasant experience with the police.
Shout out to NWA.
I just haven't, and it's not because, you know, I'm.
I ain't gonna lie. Once or twice I have, and that's because I be on set, and so sometimes I have no choice but to interact with like a lot of the local
sometimes
cops.
Sometimes you gotta interact with people
that you don't particularly like,
because they be security or locking off the street or something.
Yeah,
and the boy will hold the street, be like, "Hey, man, you need to get across." Like, all right, let me stop traffic so you won't get hit on the job. It's like,
I'm respectful.
You know what I'm saying? I
can't
be like, nah,
man,
fuck you, nigga. Like, thank you for protecting my life, dirt.
But that's the man. We can go. Well,
just like y'all. It's like,
shout out.
Just like they treat us. Like, I don't know if you're gonna shoot me. I don't know if you got a gun.
Nah,
I don't know if you're gonna be aggressive.
Nah, a lot of
just
the
like they treat us.
You.
That's how they treat you when they come up to your car. They don't know. You know what I'm saying? They don't know who you are. They don't know what you. Just, that's how I treat them. I don't know who you are. I don't know if you one of these racist cops. I don't know if you one of these cops.
Yeah,
who
I don't
shoot
be trying
me.
To find out.
I don't know if you afraid. That's how I treat them. Just like that. So if I don't got to talk to you, I'm not going to talk to you.
That shit got to be dog.
Treat me the same way, please.
Nigga, just goddamn. Nigga, just open up a lawsuit, man. The boy said they, a couple when they kid, supposedly, they kid. They were walking out of Family Dollar or some shit. I guess the little toddler stole a $5 Barbie doll.
Which is recently?
Yeah, in Arizona, I think. And then the cops, you know, started harassing them. And the boy roughed them up really bad, you know what I'm saying? Roughed a couple up in front of their kid and shit over the little $5 doll. And, you know, obviously it was witnesses and shit like that, dog. Really fucked them up. So now they about to sue for a couple million. I'm like, shit, boy.
It seemed to me like a lot of these officers got a lot of hate in their heart, man, going into the
like,
situation.
But they
like,
teach hate.
They go into it with like, I'm going to fuck somebody up.
No, but they teach hate in the academy, though. But I'm not just speaking because I think I went through the police academy for 2 weeks. Because after my first enlistment. I planned on getting out. So the Army allowed me 2 months to go sign up for whatever job I was going to do. So for those 2 months, I enlisted into the Washington State Patrol, whatever, because I was in Washington, at Fort Lewis. And they literally, like, you know, me already coming from the military, being taught hate about some people I've never met in my life, I know and can now spot, like, damn, y'all are saying, like, if you pull over a car with more than one African-American or Latino male, your chances of being shot are, like, 16% higher. And I'm like, is this facts? Or or are we just going off some old goofy shit? That's literally what I was in there thinking. That's literally like the statistic that they showed.
Sound like some real goofy shit to me.
And that's how they roll, man. I can understand why you know what I'm saying, father was the way he was, because he knew so much about the world.
Exactly.
And the world probably done been kicking his ass for so damn long that shit, nigga, I really don't have nothing to smile about. And I want to teach you, but I don't want to ruin the smiles that you got going on right now.
Cool. Man, fuck all that, man. Me personally, like, shit, I love my pops and shit like that. I understand why he was the way he was. But me, like, shit, I just try to find the funny in that shit. Like, nigga, fuck it. Like, shit's going to be fucked up whether you want it to be fucked up or not. So it's all about your fucking reaction to it and your outlook of it.
All about how you handle.
So me, I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just, I don't know. Like, I used the shit my dad taught me, but then, because my mom was, like, super loving and caring and shit, so.
Yeah, she had to be.
Had to balance
that nigga out, boy. I know your type of daddy. Yeah, he needed, you glad to have your mama.
Hell yeah, nigga. Like, shit, boy, who? I like, shit, I love my mama and my daddy, but shit, I can see why they never were together. like, them niggas was totally opposite, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Shit just happened, bro. But, hey. Shout out to my people, man. Shout out to your people, too, man. Just shout out to family in general, man, on this motherfucking Father's Day. I lost both my step pops and my father, you know what I'm saying? So, like, cherish your people while they're here.
Yeah. Especially if they worth a damn, man. They lot of not worth a damn ass parents out here. So, if yours is at least trying to point you in any direction, you really got to give them their props. Because this shit ain't easy, nigga. We all was kids and wanted to be grown so damn bad. Now look at us.
No, we all got kids, so we know what's up.
And yeah, now we got kids. So now we like, damn, yo. I want to tell you the secrets, but you just not going to understand them. You know what I'm saying? Hell, me still being this young, I'm still trying to figure this shit out my damn self. So as I get it, I give it to you, I guess, or something like that.
That's how it be sometimes, but shit, boy. So, besides that, Father's Day is going on. All right, we know that. What the fuck else is going on in the world now, man?
Juneteenth, man. Shit.
Yeah, shout out to Juneteenth.
We should probably start celebrating this holiday because we don't have any.
What if you
want to
say something that's going to get shot this weekend?
I hope not, man. Like,
I hope
shit.
Not, but God, it's, yo, some real shit. Like, it's fucked up. Like, this is our weekend to celebrate, and every time, like, some violence happens. So, listen, niggas, like, Leave the
man,
straps at home.
Man.
If everybody
safe,
leave them
man.
At home, then you gotta shoot.
Then
the
you
family.
Just gotta worry about the cops now.
You gotta shoot.
Yeah. But that, we ain't busting the cops no way, so it don't matter.
Leave shit at home. Go get a sausage. Go get a fucking beef patty and shit. You know, man, have fun. Yeah, that shit be lit. If niggas don't shut it down early.
Yeah.
I ain't never been to a Juneteenth, like, event, party, whatever, and shit don't get shut down early. That's sad, man.
It really is.
So then it became the thing where, like, yeah, Juneteenth is coming. We about to have this festival, but if we go, you know what's going to happen. You feel me? Like, that shit gets sad at
shooting
that point,
up, man.
Yeah,
man,
let all that shit go for.
Down,
I don't really. Let all that shit go for one damn weekend. If we can all do that. Come on, man. It's just. This is literally our Emancipation Weekend. Everybody, man, y'all see the Puerto Rican Day Parade? Crazy, right? Y'all see the Pride Parade? Crazy, right? Because they all got one interest. And how about this interest being nobody getting popped?
Fuck that, man. You know what I do want to organize, man? Me and my dog from work been talking about this for a couple weeks, man. We want to organize in Atlanta the Million Minority Man March.
I think they did that before.
No, not the Million Not the Million Man March.
It was, Well, as you know, you didn't just travel back in time.
It's Minority Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Minority Man March.
Yeah, so what? Black, Indians, Hispanic, you know what I mean? East Indian, West Indian.
Yeah.
I mean, Black Million. Okay, so what are you trying to accomplish in this?
I don't know. We just be marching, dog. Shit, why not?
Niggas don't. Okay, not even just niggas. Niggas march for decades. Don't want to walk. So what?
Niggas march for decades.
We're walking nowhere? Nah. I'm going to go ahead and shoot that idea right on down.
Niggas march for decades and have no clue where they were going.
And what they marching for?
All they do is publicize it. You know what I'm saying? They publicize it. Oh, they marching again.
Yeah,
no, and what get accomplished
anybody
during the march?
Get hurt? Nah.
No. Any okay. money not get spent? Nah. No. Them okay. niggas still bought they
okay,
shit.
Cool.
All right, well.
Let them march again.
We still gonna do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, shit, though.
Like, if your kids, like, think about this. If you told your kids no more popsicles for the rest of the summer and they marched on you, they just marched down the hallway, what are you gonna do? You gonna walk right by them dumbasses. Like, you still not getting no goddamn popsicles, you know that, right?
They marched to your job. With signs and shit. We want popsicles.
We hot. We want popsicles.
I'm thirsty.
I will walk past my kids in a heart. Fuck you. Don't get the fuck around me. Your stupid ass.
In. You gonna give in and let them free reign on the popsicles?
No, hell no. Because they marched on me.
You know what? We need to march on something.
We do what they did us. I'll give you one.
Yeah.
You can get one every month.
I'll give you one. Yeah, one. Let's compromise. So none, you want some, I'm just going to give you one a month. Yeah. Oh, shit, did we just figure out how government
works?
How about this?
I'm not going to give you the ones that you want. We're not going to go to the store and buy them, but you can make your own. And then you can you can use them. They're not going to be like the ones at the store. They're going to be a little cheaper, but you can get them.
They're not going to be as sugary and sweet. But yeah,
they're going to fall apart.
Man,
as soon as you pull the stick will just come out. Like,
FBI gonna come get our ass. We just figured out the whole game.
This is just frozen Kool-Aid.
We just figured out the whole game, government. We know what y'all doing now.
Shit, man. Who? Hey, shit, man. The motherfucker, man. Hey, man.
We don't want one popsicle. We want all the goddamn popsicles.
So what? Y'all motherfuckers. So what, man? So, I mean,
the recipe.
Like, obviously, you know, weed needs to be legal just across the board in America.
Across the board.
Like, it's just, like, in all facets.
This makes no sense.
Right. Like, I don't even want to go in deep dive into that because we've talked about that so many times on this show.
It can be talked about again. Like, it is worth wasting
like,
time on.
What else needs to go away? Let's name a couple of things that we think, you know what I'm saying, needs to go away as far as the way of life, because the way of life is different from when they wrote those fucking laws. You know what I'm saying?
But we have to stop making everything lawed out. Like, everything is regulated. Listen to what I'm saying. Stop letting the government do their job. Oh, shit, what are you talking about, Eddie? I got you real quick. Stop letting the government govern what the fuck you do. That's all they do. Stop letting them govern the shit. Stop making it everything a big fucking deal. Free of everything. Make this motherfucker.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that need to go away.
You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah,
racketeering.
Okay.
What is that charge?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A conspiracy? Okay.
I mean, it is.
It's like pre-crime. It's like they trying to catch the crime before the crime.
Your thoughts was fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
I think for certain charges need to go away just altogether.
Yes.
But like as far as conspiracy as a whole, like no, dog. Because then the billionaire dude that conspired to kill his wife going to get off, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, because he was conspiring. But I mean, shit like that. So I mean, all around the board, I always
say that. Charge around so fucking loosely.
Yeah, I mean, because for years,
you know why?
Because for years, the criminal justice system couldn't use that as an excuse to actually pin shit on people they knew were guilty.
Yeah, but now it's like, you get caught.
So now they just do it on everybody, which doesn't make it right, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, like, as far as that, all right, my thing is weed decriminalized, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think weed should be decriminalized. Okay. I think college should not, if it's not free, I think it should at least be mostly paid for.
How about this? How about this? Free if you graduate. If you don't, you owe the money back. If you graduate, it's free. Because then you can go forth and you a productive member of society yep. with a degree that you can put forth to something. So you don't owe that money back.
And if you don't graduate, all you gotta do is finish.
You owe that bread.
All you gotta do is finish.
Yeah.
And no matter what, if you go for freshman year and you drop out, you still owe for 4 years.
Yeah.
That'll make motherfuckers stay in school.
You gonna stay your ass right there and just make it all one flat rate.
Yeah. Then you eliminate all the ifs and all the fucking probability. If you graduate, if you don't, boom, boom, boom.
Okay, right. Make it grade based to a level of college that you get in. But no matter what college you get in, you have to be there for 4 years. And if you don't, you gotta pay the money.
No, I think colleges can still have their choice. It's still like it is now, but it's just free.
But you would eliminate a lot of things with that, though. You would eliminate the sports.
No.
Georgia and Alabama would not be the top two schools in
college
football.
Bro, these niggas is going to school for free anyway. What you talking about?
But now is no incentive for them to come to Georgia.
Yeah, it is, because it's still going to be a competitive
school.
It's still a team.
But the resources that Georgia has, not the resources that Georgia State has.
It's still going to be like that. That don't matter whether or not you're paying tuition, because you still got – they get their money from alumni.
But you know how much money that they make alumni. From sports, though? If you think about these coliseums, they hold 80,000 people.
That ain't tuition.
What is that? Where is that money going?
What do you mean? Where is what money going, bro?
The money that they make from the football
games.
Going
to the school.
To do what? Because the college is now free, so now it's government-based. So now everything that – the government has to pay for that now, which means taxes from
all
people.
The government is doing is paying for the teacher's salary.
What about upkeep on a building?
That's what you get from sports and other shit, probably. I mean, you can figure that out. That's easy to figure out.
There's a way to figure that out, bro.
That's simple. You making millions of dollars off college football.
You do.
Think about it on this level, on the high school level. They ain't making no money off
billions. Texas makes billions off of it.
Yeah, Texas and Georgia makes – and hold on. Texas and Georgia are the only two.
Yeah.
Texas and Georgia are the only two states that were high school –
What about Florida?
No, high school coaches are making a million dollars.
Florida State.
Florida got to be in the mix.
No. Georgia and Texas have four coaches spread between them that make high school coaches that make $1 million a year.
I think Florida might have a couple too, bro.
Yeah, football is big down
Florida
there.
Florida grow football players. That's
they
what
do.
They do, my nigga. Like,
yeah, true.
You gotta be a
Florida is still the SEC.
The SEC as a whole is brought in.
Yeah, Alabama.
All they do is grow fucking
talent. It's coaches around that's making
billions.
We just don't know about it.
I think Georgia and Texas last ones I checked,
but
I bet money.
I can see that.
Alabama ain't got no protein.
Yeah, I can see that.
Florida
so high school and college is their protein.
Yep. Yeah. True. And I bet and it's big down there too, man. It's big.
That's hilarious. So I say free college. I mean, I don't know
free
how how that would work, but I say free
work
college.
Work it out, government.
I say free college because I got out of school during the recession and all that shit when motherfuckers was going to school all them years and got out after being lied to all these damn years, dog.
What if college was free and you had to pay to go to first grade?
You go to college and shit.
I would rather pay to go to school for 12 years than to pay to go for four.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make more sense? Like, take
but
the college. Take the college tuition and apply it to first through 12. That way, you got 12 years to pay it off. It's the same amount as a college tuition. So you make college tuition a flat rate. You apply it to, like I said, first grade through 12th grade.
I don't know, man. That's
missing no money.
That's still tough, though, man.
Now
because,
you got better.
Because LeBron James don't charge
better,
for his school,
now you got
bro.
Young, now you got better, grammar schools. You got better elementary schools. You got better high schools now because they get more money.
But that's where it's supposed to be from your taxes. Your taxes are supposed to pay
public
school.
Now our taxes can go to something else.
But they're going to everything it's supposed to go to already. Our taxes are done, son. They're like they go to everything.
I'm sure they're not going to everything.
You know it's not, dog. The Pentagon spent $5 million last year on lobster tails.
Nigga, I watched a documentary. They were spending fucking how much you say on lobster tails?
$5 million last year on lobster tails.
They spent about the same amount on fucking ketchup, toilet seats.
Yeah, I can attest to all of that.
Plastic
but they probably bought those $5 million worth of crab leg or lobster tails here, for the soldiers that were coming back home.
No, it wasn't. That shit, though.
You ever had lobster tails, you soldier? You ever had lobster tails?
Yeah, three times. Every single time I deployed. Them niggas was like, you want some lobster tails? Yeah, this goddamn hellhole. It's 1,000 degrees outside, but I'll use some lobster tails.
Frozen lobster.
Shout out to the NSR, baby. You know what I'm saying? Spin ball deck.
Dehydrated lobster tail.
Yeah, dog.
Probably was. I don't know.
You gotta unfold them like origami.
But where I'm going with it is, so you, get the government put it in water, all wait 3 seconds to
fluff up.
Yeah, you gotta put it in a cup of water.
Y'all some assholes. Seconds,
yeah. Like a quarter cup of water.
It's chewy, but it still tastes like lobster. Shell.
Look, man, I'm just saying, get the government totally out of everybody's business. Stop letting the government govern everything that we do.
Let the government? You said stop letting the government?
Yeah, it's all. You know, okay. You
we
know,
don't let the government. Yes, we do. Shit.
When we as a people, listen to this.
So you want everybody to gang up and be like, hey, we're not government. We're not gonna let you do this. This is what you're saying. Everybody,
watch me work. If we as a people cannot come to an agreement on something, that automatically inputs the government into our situation, okay? If you and your woman are arguing at the crib and somebody hears it, the government comes knocking, right, and gets into the middle of your fucking business.
Okay.
The government does the same damn thing. If me and a white person cannot agree on where I should eat as a people, then guess what? The civil rights happen. We got to go to the government. Hey, government, damn it, you're supposed to be fair across the board with everybody, so we need to be able to get the same place that they did. That's why we had the civil rights. Every time two groups of people cannot come to an agreement on something, there's a fucking bill written up. You should be able to get an abortion. You shouldn't be able to get an abortion. Mom's for abortion. Mom's for not abortion. Guess what? They can't get along, so we got to go make a fucking bill.
When you got
board.
the government going to take a side.
Mm. Yes, they are. And they're going to take whatever side that you pay the lobbyists
for.
So
it's not necessarily going to be your side.
No.
Whether you going to run and tell the government, they might be like, "Oh, well, tough shit.
Tough titty."
Or you know, hey, we know. They ain't let y'all. Oh, they ain't let y'all eat here. Oh, we know.
Or vote. They ain't let you niggas vote.
We know that. So what? What you want us to do? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then it's like you come up with the fucking solution.
Yeah. Mm. But then we go to the government for the solution, and guess what? We get dicked down
a
lot.
You don't do, my nigga. You don't go to the government. You handle that shit yourself.
Right then and there. Let's handle this shit right here and now. So that way we don't
ways to use the like legally not use the government but use the government.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why it's legal.
Motherfuckers, it don't matter though. Motherfuckers is stupid. Motherfuckers still gonna do stupid shit though.
Yeah, I mean,
it's because it's stupid motherfuckers exactly. On Earth, okay? And that's what I'm saying. By 13, you just figure out the kid gonna be worth a damn. Anyway, but no, some stupid motherfuckers on this Earth, man. And like,
yep.
In 2019, you have no choice. You have no excuse to be stupid.
No, 2019.
You have no excuse.
You don't have no excuse, but it's.
You have no excuse to be stupid in 2019. Pull out that thing in your pocket.
Stupid is running rampant out here.
Pull out that thing in your pocket.
Stupid is making money out here.
Okay, next time, okay, if you a nigga listening to this.
Stupid got
and you and a nigga is beefing. I want
on
you,
social media, you know what I mean?
You making death threats. I want you to pull out your phone and ask Siri, how much time will murder get me? Bet money that bitch give you an answer. Then think about that shit.
Like, but see, me personally, like, I think it's fucking stupid as fuck because a lot of these motherfuckers be out here that, you know, super succeeded the hood and fucking, whatchamacallit, you know, like, end up going back, like, I ain't gonna say no names, but undisclosed rapper was supposedly shooting at varsities in Atlanta, and they got him on tape, like a dumbass, you know what I'm saying?
Like, everything in 2019
y'all motherfuckers,
is recorded,
man.
Dummy.
Hey, man.
Everything you do is recorded.
Bro, y'all motherfuckers, who the fuck you?
Everything you do is recorded now. They got us. They got us, y'all.
How many
Snapchat.
Cameras they said multiple cameras.
Yeah, multiple what? Witnesses.
Multiple
Snapchat, Instagram, all that, man. They got you.
Like,
everything's
bro.
Recorded. We know everything.
What are you doing?
Like,
we
bro.
Know where you was at.
Shit, dog. Trust me.
That's your stupid ass right there. Yelling your name, dumbass. They got you, you fuck. What? You talking about the level of stupid that's going on these days?
I'm trying to tell
you,
bro.
Phones and
shit. Shit, well, that's why, hey, man, it's smartphone dumb people, man. You know what I'm saying?
A smartphone make a dumbass.
Hey, word, man. Shit, but it's good, though, man. I mean, I'm still doing what the fuck I got to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm luckily, I'm blessed to not have been one of the dumb motherfuckers. But, I mean, I guess all dumb motherfuckers kind of think they're not dumb.
There's a lot of these dumbass motherfuckers who swear they're the smartest motherfucker in the world. Swear. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And sometimes
a lot of smart dumb motherfuckers.
It's a bunch of smart ass dumb ass motherfuckers.
Hell yeah.
Niggas who know a whole bunch about nothing. You just know everything about not shit.
No, they just smart and dumb at the same time.
Hell yeah, man. Well, shit. You know me. I ain't about to go out like no dummy.
And it's okay to do dumb shit sometimes. Because you just wasn't thinking, all right, whatever. Or
that's
I was
that's called a mistake.
Yeah, it's called a mistake.
On occasion.
Occasional mistake I might make. But if you just out here, if you're in a losing pattern, it's because you're dumb.
Consistently stupid. Fucking up.
I think you made some dumbass moves lately. And that's why you like, man, I don't know what's wrong with my life.
Oh, man, it's summertime. Niggas be making the dumbest moves ever in summertime.
Why is that? No,
rain on
robberies, murders,
no, cause that's
assault,
that heat. Niggas be taking all them drugs and that heat be cooking their brain, dog. I'm trying to tell you, though.
Yeah,
niggas
start taking drugs too early in the day thinking, you know, I'm going to party. I'm going to get lit all day.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pop these right now.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, nigga,
you sleepy. And so now you pissed off. You supposed to be happy and hot, but nigga,
this shit crazy, bro.
Now you angry as fuck, man. You right, niggas need too many fucking drugs, man. Y'all get off that shit.
Yeah, but
we the only thing your black ass need.
Like shit, stay hydrated out this motherfucker, bit out. You know me, I'ma stay hydrated. All right. Anybody got any stories, man? Anything happened? Anything interesting happened to anybody?
Man, look. I got a weird barber story, yo.
You got one barbershop story?
Man, look.
This is recently?
Man, he almost died.
This
so
recently?
Yeah, I just got a cut not too long ago, maybe like, what is the day? Saturday? Okay. Shit, I might have got one like Wednesday.
Okay.
Going there, you know, my barber, I've known this man 20, 22 years. Shout out to the grooming center over there on Jefferson Street. Anybody need a cut, go through. But it's you know what I'm saying, he cutting me up and he doing my lining, and he you know put his hand on my forehead, but his hand is big enough to cover my whole face, like my mouth and nose, nigga. So I felt kind of weird, like breathing on the nigga's hand.
Like so, wait, he had his like this?
No, like the balls of his fingers on my forehead.
Just like that.
Yeah, but he was like this with
oh,
it. So he had my shit covered up. I don't know what the nigga was like. Yeah. I don't know, man.
He felt your nose?
He felt my nose. And I know he felt my probably upper lip, too.
Suffocate.
No, so like, I felt weird breathing. Right. I ain't want to wet the nigga
like
hand.
That. How you going to breathe inside the nigga's palm? Like, you going to breathe in
all
that
like,
shit.
If I breathe, this nigga hand will get hot as fuck from my hot ass breath. There's going to be so much condensation on this nigga.
You should have sneezed on his fucking head.
he was doing my lining, man. I couldn't do that shit. So I held my breath to keep from fucking breathing. And fucking almost passed out, man. Nigga had to pick my fucking head up and shit.
He told me you shut the fuck up.
Hey, what them niggas down there? That was a 2-year-old who that nigga on that neck.
Lit, boy.
Who's that nigga on that neck, man? Shout
okay,
out to
so he
kids.
Had his hand on your mouth.
And they had his hand on my mouth.
Couldn't breathe.
I held my breath.
You're holding your breath. How long did you hold your breath for?
I don't know. Probably. I almost passed out, though.
So this was, we talking 30 seconds plus.
We talking, I wasn't expecting it, so I didn't, you know, try and
you
break
didn't
the
even
fucking
take
world
a deep
record.
Breath, so you
nope.
Just breathing, and all of a sudden, you taking a little puppy breath.
Yeah. So I tried doing that, then I was like, this is stupid and weird.
You're getting lightheaded.
Nigga, motherfucking, he had to like pick my, he was like, nigga, you okay? You almost fell asleep. I said, nah, nigga, I'm good. I was like, your hand was over my mouth, bro.
Hey, I hate this shit when I'm getting cut by the barber. Like, when I get my hair cut, you know, it take a little while. So I might close my eyes for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, when he spin you,
yeah.
You open your eyes and the nigga staring at you. You make eye contact, like, you open your eyes, this nigga staring at you getting your cut, like, look somewhere else, my nigga. Like,
nigga, I ain't never kind of took a nap during the fucking...
Not no nap, but you know your eyes might be closed. That's what I'm saying, like, your eyes closed, he spin you, boom. You open your eyes soon as you stop spinning.
And he looking you dead in your eye.
You open your eyes and you just looking at
on some romantic
like,
shit.
Not even on the romantic
shit. Yo, I think it was so romantic. A nigga spin me around in a chair.
Nah. It ain't no romantic shit, but that's something you just don't want to make eye contact with a random
and the first thing I see when I open my eyes.
Yeah, that ain't the first shit I want
to
see.
It's your black bug eyed ass.
I'm thinking he spinning me to the mirror. He spun me to the other side.
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I open my eyes and it's
He wanted to fall in love with you over and over again. That's what it was. Had to be.
No.
Oh, man. I almost gave Barbara a hand job. Then I didn't.
What?
I'm just.
My nigga.
No, every man has. Every man has almost gave
every man has not.
Look, you ever had
every
your
man
hands?
Every man has not.
Have you? You're in the
every
chair.
Every man.
You're in the
has
chair. In them
not.
Old school chairs you're in. You lean back in them. Your hands on there like a king. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes your hand might slip off to the left or to the right.
That's not a hand job, bro.
And he might just slide by and brush on it. And you don't want to be gay. Okay, you don't want to be gay about the situation, but then it's like, what the fuck was that? But you can't say that because, you know, he gets you a haircut.
I mean, everybody grays something.
Yeah, see, the grays. Okay, but maybe it's just a hand job. I said hand job.
Hand job.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Everybody's hand then grays some meat.
What?
Don't put it like that.
Okay. Man.
What? I don't know about that.
We've all felt the grays before. We never felt the grays? All right, whatever. Fuck it then.
Nope.
A lot of times, you know, barbers that I have had, they dodge it. You know what I'm saying? They dodge that armrest. That armrest coming around. I've seen some barbers, like, stop the armrest with their nuts. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how they spinning you or turning you? Boom.
That nigga wanted a hand job.
He wasn't cutting me. That's how I noticed it because he was cutting somebody else. It was a different barber, like not my barber, but a different barber cutting somebody else. And I'm looking at it like every time he spin him, he's stopping that shit with his hip, with his thigh, with his nuts.
That's super awkward right there.
My barber was like, dodge it, boom, catch it with his other hand.
Yeah.
Keep cutting.
Yeah.
Dodge it, boom, catch it with his off hand, keep cutting. Like, he's smooth with it.
All my barber do his knee or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a little elbow. You know what I'm
saying? Mine walks around. So, you know, the one I have now walks around.
But
he face palms, though. He walks around, but he face palms.
Yeah, he walking around, but he face palming. What kind of barber is this?
And you might have been.
He
got
a curly mustache.
No.
Like this.
Nigga got a curly mustache and weird a fucking shirt with the
man.
On the sleeve. Cut your hair with some
scissors. You know niggas are about their barber. We'll stay with the same barber for 30 years, but switch bitches every year. I don't give a damn.
Yeah,
but nah,
some relationships are forever.
Yeah. You ever had a female barber?
Yeah, I let a female cut my hair a couple times. She can cut though. So it wasn't nothing. I ain't skip a beat. You know what I'm saying? She was nice.
Yeah.
Was she fine?
She was cute.
I
wouldn't say fine. I seen some fine. It's some fine ones out there.
Fine ass female bar. And they know why they do it. I know why they do it. Ladies,
they
know.
They don't know why they do. Well, who do what?
I know why fine women become barbers.
No, because they like cutting hair.
All right, I'll give you 40%
on
that.
What could be the other reason that?
Because niggas tip bad bitches.
No. You see that.
Niggas tip
That's what you're messing
bitches,
up. That's what you're
no
messing up.
No matter what
is. Listen. If she a bad chick, she'd be better off doing hair than she would cutting hair.
You're not going to find no Monique-looking bitch cutting hair.
Listen, if she bad, she better off doing hair than cutting hair.
Why?
Because if she bad, she no more bad bitches. And bitches pay thousands of dollars for wigs and hair weaves and all kind of prosthesis on their fucking head.
But nigga, everybody can do hair in Atlanta.
No.
Everybody
I mean, everybody
hair.
Probably Lord, does hair, but not everybody can do it.
Female barber. There's so many dude barbers.
Just
because you're cute.
And she can cut.
No, you can cut, but you can't cut better than a nigga that been cutting nigga hair all his life.
Yeah. Sorry. That's different. That's different.
And you don't believe in the stereotypical badass female barber. Like Nicki Minaj
as
a barber.
They can't cut. They can cut, but I'm not going to that spectacle just for that.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm going to my man right here.
Yeah, Trusty Dusty.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've been going
good,
for 5-10 years. I ain't about to go to her because she cute. And it's a line of thirsty niggas ready to get their haircut
by her.
I'm
good, bro.
I'm good. She not trying to holler at you.
That's what I like.
She not about to give you none. So what are you going for?
Tipping her extra hard for.
And tipping her extra hard for. What?
I'm good.
Ain't no point.
I'm good.
She out of a job already. Bye.
Deuces.
And you go to Trusty Dusty.
I'm going to my man.
Mr. Charles.
Man.
You ain't got to say nothing when you get Mr. Charles.
I go Young G. Jiggy nigga.
L Boogie. My nigga L Boogie.
You go to L Boogie. You ain't got to say nothing when you send L Boogie chill. You ain't got to say shit. He don't ask you how you want your hair, none of that shit.
Nah, I don't. I don't, though. That motherfucker.
My nigga, he just get to work. Off courtesy, he asked me what we doing. Same thing. I be like, what we doing? Same thing. All right.
Yeah. Or
I'm
that.
Sleep. I'm sleeping until he say you good. I'm sleeping until he be like, all right.
What we doing? Same thing.
Show,
all right.
Show me my shit. Give me a part of it.
Yeah. I like the barbers. I sit in the
once
chair.
Once I find that
shit.
One barber that cut my hair how I want it to be cut, I'm Gucci.
What?
Yes, sir.
Just take your time. Right. As long as it ain't. If it's one nigga in the shop, I know I'm good. If it's four, five niggas in the shop, I'm worried.
Yeah.
I know I'm gonna get a cut, but it's gonna be low quality.
Yeah,
it's gonna be one of them speed
a generic cut.
He ain't gonna take his time on my line, on my fade. He ain't gonna blend it like
don't
you
give
normally
me that generic
do.
Shit. Give me that pharmacy shit, nigga.
Sometimes I'll be like, man, I just will let these niggas skip me, man. I come back like when you got two niggas left.
Yep.
And then I'm the last one. You could take your time, like you done.
Or the first one of
the
day.
He can slow it down. Yeah, he can slow it down. I know his mind ain't racing. He can slow it down.
He get the edger, the scissors.
He get all the tools out.
You know what I'm saying? The razor for the edges.
He blowing my hair off with the brush.
Yeah. He had the hair dryer blowing your hair off.
Shout out to them niggas.
Spin you around. Put the oil sheen in
you. How you looking right for Father's Day weekend?
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
bro,
man,
he
appreciate him, man.
He wiped
your
head down twice. Like, nah, I can do 20 more
shave
minutes
me
this month.
You know I
mean? And you don't give a fuck.
Straight razor shave on my shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm
lean
saying?
Your back.
The warm towel.
Yeah, warm up the towel.
So, yeah. So, we doing all that to say, niggas got fresh for Father's Day.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
We got little man, little bag in the building. Little trip. Yeah.
It was good, man. Say what's up, Jax.
One third of the Walker gang.
Say hello. Nah, you don't want to say nothing.
Hey, all right, Mike,
that's fine.
Good.
That's fine.
Hey, what's crazy is I'm having a baby Monday.
Oh, word.
Yeah,
we having a boy?
No, I'm having a girl.
Oh, congratulations, man.
Okay, congratulations.
Hey, girl.
Father's Day. You having a baby on Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
She might have a baby tomorrow.
She better not have that goddamn baby tomorrow.
She might have a baby tomorrow. Then you'll always remember this day.
Yeah, I'll have be forced to. Hey, tomorrow's my birthday. Well, hey. Look here, little fucker. Tomorrow's Father's Day.
I gotta get you something. You gotta get me something.
Yeah, even trade, nigga. Trade now. We can go back and not know each other.
You gotta look out for the wife and the kids, man.
All right, where can everybody reach you at, man?
God damn it, you know I gotta look at mine.
Oh,
this
man.
Nigga,
every time.
Oh,
look,
man.
He ain't got the thing.
I mean, you don't use your goddamn Instagram.
I posted.
Bruh.
On, what day was
What's
that?
Your Instagram, man?
5 days ago, I posted.
What's your Instagram,
man? You gotta remember.
Bullhorn_ I guess Mr. Bostic. I don't know how you find people on this shit.
That's your last name, Mr.
Yeah,
your last name is Bostic.
Yeah.
Mr. Boom Bostic.
See, I knew he was gonna say it.
Yeah.
I knew the fuck he was gonna say it.
Boom Bostic. But yeah, man, it's Father's Day weekend. So once again, it's the Dirt Bags. We about to head. We about to do our thing. It's
Olansky.
It's Olansky in the building too. You know how we do. We see y'all next time. He on his daddy shit, so he preoccupied. So I'm signing out for us this time. But you know what it is. We see y'all next episode on the Dirt
Fuck
Bag
them kids,
podcast.
Nigga. Tell that bitch to go get a motherfucking abortion, nigga. Boy, you have to pay my child for the rest of your motherfucking life, nigga. We out.
Let's keep the change, you filthy animal.
Bum, 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 bum. I couldn't leave without doing that.